who's going to do some spoken word, and she'll tell you about the poem that she's going to do. She thinks it's timely, right?
Yeah, it is. It's about an evil woman. It's about just a minute. Do I have the right one? Yeah. It's from my book about criminal women, and thanks very much to Howie, who helped me make some CDs. So if anybody's interested, get in touch with me for this CD of this book. But this this is about Discordia. And Zeus banished Discordia, one of his daughters, because she caused vengeance, greed, and was a... Sorry. And war amongst the gods. He sent her to Earth to hurl man into disaster. And that sounds like where we're going with our world today. It's called The Banishment. Whom else have you expelled like a titan forever, wild and powerless to return? Fate will devour you as your father swallowed his children. Wasn't I born Discordia, goddess of error? Have I caused more havoc than my sisters? Sorrow, slaughter, famine, murderous quarrel? Wasn't the daughter of night, mother of lawlessness, my mother too? I never claimed the golden apple. You were nourished on nectar from rare beehives. But honey doesn't make a king. Beware the bee eater. Balance your light. Remember Hades, invisible by his magic helmet. You breathe his air, as I do, curdling into the human, the tin-lidded flesh stench, strife-broken clay, the mock trial. Like the valley, I am jealous of the mountain. My view thickens. I watch the clear light of Olympus narrow. Nutshelled, huddled sheds take shape. I taste vineyards, wool, bondage, sweat, mists, the rivers. Sadness and lamentation, into what new fires can I pitch the mortal? What unaccountable nights? Have you yourself unblessed the deathlings with afterworlds they will unleash inside themselves, useless to forestall? Poor momentaries, creatured to perish. Even I, the one who sets the moon afire, who consumes coral, the poison exuding from my skin, plead. Isn't it enough to dole out entire shares of lightning bolts from clay pots that stand left and right like sentinels by your palace door? This is about Long Lake in Littleton, where I live. On a fall afternoon, and I sat looking at the lake and became very aware as to how gradually and unrelentingly time passes. Thresholds on Long Lake. On either side of the lake, the hills are swathed with trees, and the trees cast shadows around the edges of the lake, foretelling the end of one day, the beginning of the next. But I can't see in front of me that far shore beyond where the lake meets the land. Lying in the sand, I am secluded from the blare. No roads, no houses or voices. But where will I be tomorrow? To my right, the sun descends behind the hills, casting shadows across the water of past events. While on my left, daylight's departure reflects green turning gold, red, and orange. These colors mirror my thoughts and feelings surfacing. Night will pass before the future happens. I pinch up bits of sand between my fingers and try to separate the tiny grains glistening like stars in my hands before they disappear. Have they been torn with little shrieks from their circles, their caves of desert madness? Or have they risen to glow once more across the sky's darkest hours? Perhaps they rest in peace, shining like a memory somewhere deep inside me. Suddenly, out there, dots emerge on that line where the water meets the far shore. The specks progress from the edging shadows into the center's glow. Suddenly, I see 7 boats floating out of the gloom. Paddles waving like wings, they soar into the polished heart. Their song splashes saluting the 7 days to come. Finally, they slide onto the shore and dock, the sound of a calendar's page turning, as if they've crossed a threshold of decision. Now the sun has gone down. The breeze rests in the trees. When darkness envelops everything, all shadows merge into the lake's center as one, and the flat water transforms into a silent healing glass where I find the rocks in the lost depths of myself. Thank you.
Thank you, Suzanne.